his personal perspective, the change in the first of all, he spoke about the way he was machanach, and how that helped him to deal with the nisonis they had then, and how he found that it was not helping anymore, and therefore he had to discover new tools to deal with the new reality on the ground. Hitchalti litamek b'sifrei machshava Yehudim. So I started learning sifrei machshava b'sifrei hamaral, ubekisvei haramchal, betanya b'nefesh haChaim, b'sfas emes. Most of these svarim are built on these fundamental svarim, the writings of the Maral, the Ramchal, the Nefesh HaChaim, the Tanyas, the Sfas Emes. These are svarim that build the hashkofas that this generation needs. It's said over in the name of by the Ramchal that somebody once asked him why he was writing all the svarim he was writing, because they met with enormous opposition when he was writing them. He said, the generation from Mashiach will need my svarim. You show me a house today that doesn't have one Ramchal on its shelf somewhere. Doesn't have a Derech Hashem. Who could live without Derech Hashem? It's Shaykh today to survive with Derech Hashem. 100 years ago, you didn't need a Derech Hashem. Dvorim Pshutim. Nefesh HaChaim. You understand who you are without a Nefesh HaChaim. A Tanya. Ve'ina. Niglu lifnei rayonos kodesh malei utzma ruchnis. I found in these svarim enormous spiritual depths. Misvarim kadesh shemaylu yimkanti es ha'utzma ha'edira ha'tzmuna b'avoydes yoysi yudi. In these svarim I found the enormous depths that are hidden in the mere fact of what it means to be a Jew. B'nai shel ha'kodesh baruch hu. Kan gilise et gudlosi v'chashivoysai lifnei melech malchei ha'malochim. You go through the Nefesh HaChaim, it's talking about Tzelem Elokim. What it means to be B'Tzelem Elokim. So what are you learning about? You're learning about yourself. You're discovering what you are. Hevanti shelavarot she'agoy nira menumas v'adiv. Even though today the goy looks very cultured and very pleasant, and he often is. He really is. Most of our encounters with goyim, you live here, maybe it's different, but you live in America, you live in England. Most encounters with goyim are not that necessarily bad. The guy can be quite a nice guy. You go to a doctor, you go to a lawyer, you go there. I'm not saying we have perfect experiences of them. But the guy today is with Pachot, he's pretty, I can hear what he has to say, he has an opinion. Nevertheless, when I understand who I really am, then I understand that even though the guy could be cultured, educated, learned, could be even very nice and spiritual, my milas are way, way above what he is. Learning these svarim taught me to keep my distance from the goy and to stay away from all his meshugas and all his shakorim and all the lies. Nochachti ledat ki agoylem rotshu anushi v'nira nechmad. And I learned to know that even though the goy today is very humane, he seems very pleasant. Alay lishmo merchak mimenu ki hu goy. The same as our grandparents knew that you weren't a goy, that you had nothing to do with a goy, and it wasn't min b'minoy. They knew it instinctively. How many parents, and how many stories in South Africa of parents that weren't Shematorian victors, that were very liberal and left-wing and felt that you had to accommodate everybody and we had to be nice to everybody and used to have everybody in their homes and whatever. When their daughters came home with a goy to get married, they said shiva. Can you explain that? There's a logical explanation to that? What are you talking about? You invited them into your home. Mm-hmm. You held these goyim as the pinnacles of culture, and you learned this way, and now your daughter comes home, she wants to marry a goyim, you sit shiva? You take kriya? You disown her? How did you do that? Because they knew instinctively that you get in a goy, don't get married. They don't have to be taught. You can hang out with a goyim, you can be with them, you can culturalize with them, you can mix with them. But a goyim marry, how do you marry a goyim? It wasn't shaykh to them. Today, Horaya, today that fact that we didn't want to go is not so obvious anymore. And they marry without any problem. What's the problem with marrying a goy? Is it better to marry a goy who's a nice guy or marry a Jew who's not a nice guy? I mean, you shouldn't marry a Jew who's not a nice guy, but we don't understand. There's a difference between a Jew and a goy. It's not the same. Zelom min b'minoy. I remember my grandfather telling me that. Zelom min b'minoy. My kesha, a Jew marrying a goy. What's it eagle marrying an elephant. Then זה לא שייך, זה לא יכול להיות. We made this discussion with him. And he wasn't, wasn't because of his Yiddish, because of his frumkeit. He wasn't frum. But they knew this is a goy, this is a yid, and we're not the same thing. Today we don't know that. So we need to learn about who we are to understand the difference. When we say Shalos Sani goy in the morning, we need to know what we're talking about. Asokov iska goy haim, v'gam musogov musoge goy haima. Meduba begoy, shuma bedrege pochusim imeni. Shakul yidi hu baal medrege gevu amoyt. Talk about a goy who's on a lower level. He's not matim for you. Liudi yesh ginun malchus beyesa ben melech. A Jew's ben melech. He has the status and the rules and limitations of being a ben melech. Ben shemalchus shel oylam hakadosh baruch hu imkach merusa shene lechalutim. His essence is completely different because he is Hashem's only child. They were different neshama, a different bria. Now, when I'm saying this, if you look inside yourself, you'll see resistance. If you're honest with yourself, there's resistance to talking about a goy like this. It's not politically correct to be so racist. I'm not saying not. But I'm saying in a Musa level, we're disturbed by this. We don't grasp it so carefully because we don't see the difference between a Jew and a goy, essentially.
Different tasks,
yes. So the Jews have different tasks.
Yes.
There's a Kohen, there's a Levi, there's a Yisrael. Every Yid has a different tafkid in the world. But this is a different Bria Lagamre. You wouldn't say that the difference between me and an elephant is that an elephant has a different task to me. In Akhenemi, that's true, but there's something more fundamental.
Yes, because of this, we are different.
The essence is different.
Yes, because we have the essence is completely different.
Because our essence is different, we have different tasks. But the Ica difference is not the tasks. That's often used as an excuse for racism. They have their job, we have our job, but we're all equal. It's not true. It's true they have their job and we have our job, but we're not equal. We are very, very different. He's got Zayin mitzvahs and Anoch, we've got Tarag mitzvahs. So, our Muskal Rishon is that, what's the big difference between me and a goy? He's got his religion, I've got my religion. We don't see that intrinsic difference anymore intuitively. We have to work at it to get to that difference.
We're human beings,
that's it. We're all part of the great world, one world of being human beings. And just the same as Italians and Spaniards are different, so Jew and a Christian's different, but essentially we're all the same. You just got your religion, I've got my religion. That's how we see the world today. It takes a bit of work and a bit of thought and a bit of meditation to know that there's a big difference between me and a goy. I remember discovering it as a kid. I didn't know what to do with it as a kid because there was nothing to pin it on. But I grew up with goyim. I went to a goyish school, and I knew somehow it started dawning on me that one second, Marshall, we can be friends with the other. We get each other's homes. We can play football together. We're the best of friends. But as I started getting older, I started recognizing there's something fundamentally different here. And it wasn't just because they come from different culture, they have a different... It was something essentially was different. I don't know what it was, and I didn't know how to articulate it, and I put it into place. Only afterwards, when I started realizing this, I understood what it was then. But a lot of people don't pick it up today. A lot of people don't get it. They just don't get it. So, and by the way, that's in the frum world as well. We sometimes don't get it. So therefore, what he's saying here is it's not enough to just rely on the fact that if you know it instinctively, you just know that this is different between a yid and a goy, you got it, it's clear. Good, but if not, you need to work at it. And the svarim to do it on is the Sifrei Machshava that he speaks about and that he brings down very clearly in all his writings. And that's the work that's needed today. Not knocking the goy. It's not the shiftless of the goy that's going to make me feel good. It's my chashivas that's going to make me feel good. And it's going to make me realize it's a lokashu alai. Not because anything wrong with him, but because I'm just the king. The king doesn't hang out with a local peasant because he denigrates the peasant. It's just a lomatim. It's a lomatim bishvili. Why don't you speak Lashon Hara? Because it's a lomatim. It's low. Why don't you, excuse my language. Why don't you put your head in the toilet bowl and drink the water from there? Because it's unhealthy or dangerous, it's just yich. It's lo matim li. speaking Loshon Hara, Lomatimli, hang out with the goys. Lomatimli, not because there's anything wrong with the goy. This is not goy bashing, and therefore I feel good. When I say Shalos Sani goy, I'm not thinking about the local Schwarzer drug addict dreg standing on the side of the road. That's not how I'm better than. So I'm better than some low-life goy? What does that make me feel good? When I say Shalos Sani goy, I've got the best possible goy in the world. They used to use the president of America. That doesn't work for me. It really doesn't work for me. We'll see as we go through the Sefer, you're supposed to use Noach Tzadik. The greatest goy, Noach Tzadik. The Torah testifies, Noach Tzadik, he's not a yid, he's a goy. That means Noach, with all his milas and his nevuah and his godless and his shriot, the whole world was saved for him. Of all me, lowly yid, I have milas above him. I'm better than him. That's the vote, not because he's bad. I don't remember. A Leviah would be a tzadik like Noach.
Shem was also a goy, though.
Who?
Shem.
Okay. Yeah, but the Torah doesn't say Shem was a tzadik. The Torah, the Pasuk, Chumash, says, calls him Noach Tzadik. You want better than that? You want to find me a better goy than that? You're right. Mr. Shalach. There was Chanoich. There were plenty of choshev goyim. It doesn't help. I've spoken in schools. And I asked them. They all tell me the same thing. Where you are? When you're in South Africa, it's the Schwarzer. When it's here, it's the Arab. That doesn't help me to understand, to have Yiddish pride. When I'm a little bit better than a dog, that doesn't give me, you know, you understand that you're better than a dog, yeah, so that makes you feel choshev? Not really. Because, so if I'm a little bit better than the low Greg, so Mazel Ozeli, I have to know that I'm a Bria Chadosh, I'm not even, it's not.
Also, the mitzvot make a separation, that means the kashrut, Shabbos, all these things.
That's chelek base of the sefer. We're in chelek aleph. The cheating now. Chelek Beis will deal with the performance aspects that come out of Chelek Aleph, which is the essence, the relationship, just the ikanafkamina. You're right. Rav Motcha Miller says is that a goy is closer to a behemah than a Jew is to a goy. Why? Because a behemah has no mitzvahs. A goy has 7 and a Jew has 613. So naught is closer to 7 than 7 is to 613. Because that's what makes us up. It's funny, but it's MS. What makes you are the 613 Evarim and Kalim and Mitzvahs, which are the 613 building blocks of the Bria. So if that's what you're connected to, you're connected to 613 spiritual dimensions, whereas a Goy is only connected to 7. So he's limited in that aspect.
By saying that, though, you are kind of creating impression on a person. Certainly if a child sees that, he thinks maybe a goy is a behemoth.
He's right.
Well, yeah, he is. But on the other hand, now that denigrates the goy.
If I call an elephant a behemoth, I'm not denigrating the elephant. No, but it's there's 5 levels of Bria. It's far. I'm not saying that you should go around teaching your kids as you go down doing the
street. But that's what happens though, because they're created for a purpose.
Today, Nachman was created for a purpose. All the behemoths were created for a purpose. The gorilla was also created for a purpose.
If you introduce that concept into a child that a goy is a behemoth, then he'll be denigrated and treated like dirt.
Who? The goy?
Yes.
Well, Lord, watch what happens. Not if we treat.
Well, you've got to be careful how you treat. You have to be careful.
1 second. Let's get the principles clear. We always like to have the principles clear first before we apply them. Okay. There's 5 levels of Bria. Goymam, Tzameach, Chaya, Odom Adaber, and Yisrael Oved Hashem. Okay. The Goy is the 4th Bria. Yisrael Oved Hashem is the 5th Bria. Is the highest level. That's the way the Maral, the Ramban Bria. Okay. So the
Tzomeach.
No. Doimem Tzomeach, Chaya, Adam Adaber, and Yisrael Oved Hashem. So now, you could take a Doimem and take it to the highest level of Doimem that you get it to.
Can't get further.
Huh?
Can't get any further.
He can never ever upgrade and become a Tzomeach. You can take the most sophisticated Tzomeach you want, it will never ever be a Chaya. You can take a Chaya and you can elevate it to the highest degrees. You can take a gorilla, chimpanzee, which is the highest level of Chaya that you can get to. He will never be an Adam Adaber, however much they want to fool themselves that he is. And you can take an Adam Adaber, a Goy, and you can make him the Spitz Sheba Goy, Noach Tzadik. He will never ever be a Yisrael.
Can
oh, oh, this, So there, there's an exception that there's a mechanism which he can acquire Jewish neshama. But that's the essence. So what we need to teach our children is that he's a Yisrael Oyved Hashem, and he's not an Adam Adabir.
That's different.
But an Adam Adabir is also one second. Whoa! I'm not finished yet. And the same way that I'm a Yisrael Oyved Hashem and the Goy is an Adam Adabir, and we have no kesher with each other. So too, the Goy is an Adam Adabir, and he doesn't have shaychus to a chaya. They're different. The same way as a doimim is not a tzomech. A tzomech is not a chayah. A chayah is not an adam adabe. An adam is not a chayah. And a chinam. You have to teach that to the kid. But at the same time, you have to teach the kid that an adam adabe is not a yisrael oyved Hashem. And it's a bria nifrad legamra. Not that we're a bit different. We have a different culture. We have a different history. We have a different tough kid. No. In essence, we are completely different bria.
We have different tough kid.
That comes because we are different bria. That's what we mentioned earlier. That's a simma, not a sibba. We're not different because we have a different tafkid. We're essentially different, therefore we have a different tafkid. In Achinam, a chaya has a different tafkid to a tzomach, and a tzomach has a different tafkid to a doimem. Because of the essence. You can't ask a doimem to grow fruit. Achinam. The Chasam Soif in the Tshuva's passing said a goy's goof and a Jew's goof is not the same. We have different goof, and we've proved that here. Today they've proved it already. The genes are not the same. The gene markers are not the same. They found gene markers for a kohen. So how can the goof of a kohen be the same as the goof of a Levi if the Levi doesn't have the gene markers of a kohen? And how can the goof of a Jew be the same as the goof of a goy if already? Verstehst?
But a goy that compares doesn't change his genes.
He does. He gets a new goof. Got a new neshama. No, the goof has to change as well. A goyish goof can't hold a Jewish neshama.
Be interesting to do a DNA test.
Do it. The problem with all these things is Hashem hides what he needs to hide in order for us to maintain bechira. Mm-hmm. There's certain things that can't become too obvious. So whatever. If as the guy converted, you would do a blood test the minute before he goes to the mikvah, and the minute after you see there's different blood tests, it would be very hard having bechira off. But I have no doubt, Meachuz cannot be the same goof. Can't be. The physical that we see are only crystallizations of spiritual forces. This world's not cut off and isolated and independent of the spiritual world. Whatever goes in the spiritual world is reflected down here. Exactly. Exactly.
Noah Rahim, has a seminar. He shows a picture of water in a microscope, like an electronic microscope, before a bracha and after the bracha, and it's really different. It's totally different. It's incredible how different it is.
What goes on here is a reflection of higher spiritual factors. So if a person gets a new neshama, then the goof has to change. This table is a piece of wood, but it's also made up of atoms and molecular structures. If you would change the atom, the wood would look different. Why does mahogany look different to oak? They're both wood, because they have different spiritual components. Anyway, that's Ein kan mokum lahalich. But I think it's poshut. The problem with all of this is that we don't really feel deep down that we are that different from a goy, and therefore the goyish pleasures and the things the goy wants and things. There was a whole of Chanukah. Everybody's prepared to be shomer Torah and mitzvahs and learn Torah and be from or whatever, but there's a certain geschmackat that the goy has that we all, not all, but some of us still want chayshik of. I'll be from, I'll keep mitzvahs, I'll do everything, but what, I've got to give up watching Manchester United? I've got to give up my golf. I've got to give up my. What's wrong with playing golf? Nothing's wrong with playing golf. But it's not a very Jewish thing. If that's how you get your exercise. That's what, and no one's saying don't play golf. But you understand that that's a Greek thing. That's not a Jewish thing. Running around and trying to see who can run faster is not a Jewish thing. It's a Goyish thing. It's a Greek thing. I'm not knocking sport. It's good for kids to play sport. They need exercise. Let them play sport. I'm not talking about the darga of the way sport's taken to a whole new level of avodah zarah. Where did that come from? So yeah, I'm happy to be frum and I'm happy to do all the mitzvahs and everything, but there's a certain part of the goyish world that's quite geschmack. They have a certain, there's a certain time to it.
Depending on the kavana, if you make sport to learn, it's okay. If you make sport for the good.
Avada, avada, but what I'm saying is there's a certain geschmack. The goy has a certain geschmack in his life that we still want a part of. That's the misyavnim, that's where the misyavnikait started. It started with that and then it spreads and it grows and it grows and it grows. Especially when you've come from there. Is there more kashe to... Well, why do kids, from birth, they look at the goyish world and they're attracted to it. Why? Because it has a certain chayin in their eyes. It has a certain... you know, there's a certain freedom. There's a certain geschmack there. If you don't know what I'm talking about, a shreicho of a toiv lecho. Mamash. I'm jealous. Yes, there's a certain... I was flying back from Toronto now. So I have a friend, whatever, he's got protector there, so he got me into the lounge. You know, there's something, but I don't know why you can't sit in a chair outside. It's in a lounge. Somehow you feel better. I don't know what it is.
The seats are more comfortable.
What do I just say? I'm a sugar, so it's a sugar. Half the airport's a lounge. It's a massive place. The air in Toronto is short. Anyway, you go there, the guy goes in, he walks up, he takes food, they've got nice food, they've got a whole buffet there, whatever. And you're sitting there and you're like, apple. they can go where they want, do what they want, eat when they want, you know, I'm looking, what time can I have in my life, what can I say? There's a freedom that they have that we don't have. I was proud, I was like, you know, I was working on it. But there's a certain geschmack cut in their lives that we kind of, you know, that we draw after. These lounges are a nice zach. It's a ganze cover, arrow keys, and it's a ganze sugar side of traffic. Kamu, koloid shelo akati mayu tzmusa shel neshama yehudit. As we've said, until I was able to recognize the enormity of what a Jewish neshama is, keshenekalti behitnagut anushit shel goy, cheshavtav l'adam kamoini ulechein kalatet l'linisoynais. When I met this very humane, cultured goy, I thought he was like me, and therefore I was tripping up in his shyness. Nitzba lefona ashayla haaneh kamo. And then I started having to grapple with questions of, well, maybe I should behave like him. Maybe I should withstand his seductions, maybe not. You start getting into confusion. You're going to go after his taivas. This is not the guy I remember from Hungary, the Eastern European peasant. This is a very intellectual, very, very modern, sophisticated guy. You can have a conversation with him, you can talk about all sorts of things. Philosophy and all. Ulam ha'iyun b'svarim ha'kadoshim sipik lias ha'neshek lu ha'yisik ko zokuk. Being ma'ayin in these svarim gave me the gun, gave me the weapon that I was so desperately needing. Zu tzuris l'chime m'chudeshes l'noichach pito ha'yitza ha'modernim. This is a whole new battle plan against the seductions of a very modern goy. It's a very natural tendency to want to conduct yourself the way the world conducts itself and not to swim against the tide. Which is ultimately the Yetzirah. There's two ways to withstand the goy. Haderech HaRishayna Matarasa Lakires Pichisus HaGoy. The one way is to understand how low a goy really is. Go in there and understand what a low life he is. The other derech is to understand how great a Jew is, not to knock the goy. And everybody here resonates with the second derech. Everybody, I guarantee you, I'll put all my money on it. Everybody here resonates. If I would give you a choice how to achieve good Jewish pride, I would offer you two drachim. The one is come to a clear understanding of how low the goy is, or come to understand how choshuv you are. Everyone would choose the second path. Yeah? Oh, okay. because that's the needs of this generation. That's the way we've been brought up. That's the culture. That's the air. That's everything about us.
It wouldn't be PC to knock somebody down.
Huh?
It wouldn't be PC, politically correct.
That's why we've been brought up with it. Been brought up with it. That it's clear that that's the derech and it's the correct derech. If you would take your kid and want to give him good Jewish pride by knocking the goy, you're setting him up for an enormous fall. Because you're going to sit him down, you're going to tell him what a low life a goy is, and you're going to tell him what a dreg he is and how bad he is and da 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 da. Now the kid feels really choshev because he's a yid, right? He says shalos ani goy in the morning, he's thinking about this low life goy, and therefore he feels choshev. One day he's going to go somewhere, he's going to meet a goy, and he's going to go, one second, my father lied to me.
I'm not so sure that's the case, because I've known people, I've known kids who have been brought up that goy are animals. And, you know, I can double park because it's a goy.
You said that. That one day he may...
My father-in-law parked, double parked in Golders Green Road, and a Frumney came up to him, and my father-in-law was parked here, and another park car, and my father couldn't get out, right? So my father-in-law came out, and a Frumney came up and says, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were a goy.
Okay.
This was a front man in a front area.
Yeah. I once met a front man who smoked on Shabbos. I'm asking, would you call him a front man?
No,
so the same to you.
No, but I'm just saying that children are unfortunate.
I'm saying that's not the way.
It's not the way.
Fine. So that's
ideally, but that's what happened.
We can't change what happens. We have to change what's going to happen with us.
If
you would raise a child today, he asked a question. If you would raise a child today on knocking the goy, there's a good chance that he's going to one day wake up to the fact that you lied to him. Because one day he may meet a goy who's very pleasant to him, he's very nice to him, he actually helps him, who gives up his seat on the bus to him or whatever. He's gonna turn around and say, one second, my father lied to me. The goy, not so bad. This is a very nice goy. You're right, there's dreg goy, but there's dreg Jews. And you're going to have taken away every understanding of Atabu Chatanim Mikola Omim. That whole musak that I'm from the chosen people is going to have lost in 1 minute. Whereas if you make him feel choshuv, it doesn't matter how choshuv the goy is. The goy can be Nach Tzadik and walk into the room. I'll stand up for him even. I don't lose my Jewish pride because I know I'm a Jew because I'm a Jew, not because he's low. I'm choshuv because I'm choshuv, not because he's a dreg. He can be this choshuv as you want, I don't mind. Bring me all the choshuv goyim in the world. Doesn't drag me down. Whereas if your whole basis, as you're saying, if your whole basis is based on he's a goyim, he's a low life. Okay? You're in a lot of trouble. This goy that you parked in and it's okay to park him in, one day saves your life. Your whole Jewish pride has just gone down the drain. It's a danger.
The goyim, they don't like. A Jew want to be like a goy.
Oh,
it's a problem. If a Jew is a true Jew, he gives respect.
Nachon, 100%, 100%.
The issue is that if
they wanted us to be like, because they wanted to be Oike Torah. It wasn't be like, as you keep your religion, you keep your thing, whatever, but come and hang out with us. They wanted to be Oike Torah. They said you can keep Torah, you can keep learning, you can light your candles, do what you want. Just Oike the Kedusha from it. There were Timu called Shmoni, they didn't destroy the Shmoni. They were Matama them. If they didn't want us to light the Menorah, why didn't they destroy the oil? They were Matama the oil. Light the candle, but the Tumah, not the Kedusha. They didn't want us to be like them. They wanted us to just lose the Kedusha. In Greece, there's a pantheon of gods, right? You don't see people killing each other over their gods. The followers of the god of wine are at war with the god of wheat. They're not at each other's necks. You want to worship the god of wheat, worship the god of wheat. I want to worship the god of wine, I worship the god of wine. There's no conflict. It's not today. You either worship my God or I kill you. The Greeks didn't have that problem. The Greeks were quite wide and open. As long as you just get God out the picture. They just wanted Hashem out the picture. But carry on being sophisticated, philosophical, Kedusha. But just don't, keep your Torah, keep your mitzvahs. Just take the Kedusha out of it. You want to learn Torah? Translate it into Greek and learn it like you learn mathematics. I don't hack me a training that it's Kedusha and it's an academic subject like every other academic subject. That never come to you learning Torah. It wasn't like the Christians that said, kiss the cross, we will kill you. don't say kiss the cross. You want to kiss the cross, kiss the cross. You want to kiss the Magen Dovid, kiss the Magen Dovid. You don't mind. Just know, Kedusha, please. It's a very different war. You have to understand that. That was the danger. You see it today. You see it today. Many, many people keep mitzvahs and whatever. They're mamash, behaving like goyim. The sheikh is to Yiddish God, but they have their traditional, you know, they eat the sufganiyot, they light the candles, they eat their matzahs, whatever, but no kedusha, no Hashem at all. Many people are there today. Traditionalists. Yeah, let me get this off.
Traditional Judaism. They call it traditional Judaism.
Traditional, conservative, reconstructionist, whatever you want to call it. But it's not the